Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 202, I will be still an instant and go home. It says, why would I choose to stay an instant more, where I do not belong, when God Himself has given me His voice to call me home? You may be wondering what it means that this verse says that we do not belong here, and that God is calling us home. What does that mean? In traditional religion, it typically means to go to heaven or to leave the body, perhaps to experience death. A Course in Miracles is not teaching us that we must die to reach our heavenly home. In fact, one of the ways that we can do this is to simply hold the goal of peace in every situation. I remember a time that I was practicing holding my goal of peace, and everything was actually going much more smoothly. There was a home I was desiring to purchase, and all of a sudden the details began to move towards me. In other words, everything was smooth and simple and easy and even affordable. I began to look towards having this home and began to take my goal off of peace and to put it on the closing of escrow, which is clearly an illusion. A Course in Miracles is teaching us that every time we take our goal away from peace and place it on illusions, this is where we become vulnerable. Vulnerable to our own thoughts and our own miscreations. When we place our goal on illusions, we will not have something dependable to rely on, something to guide us, because illusions were never created to bring happiness. Once I was reminded that I had taken my goal away from peace and placed it on the closing of escrow, I quickly took my whole intention and put it back on peace. Peace as my only goal, whether I had the house, whether I didn't, whether I closed escrow, whether I didn't. I simply desired peace, and I asked to be guided as to how that peace could be accomplished. Almost immediately, the details began to align once again for a very peaceful outcome. The home closed very quickly and easily and more affordably. The anticipated delays simply went away. Everything closed on time and very peacefully. Keep your goal on peace. No matter what's going on, whether you're trying to create something very beautiful, whether you're trying to increase income, whether you're trying to ease a conflict in relationship, simply hold peace as your goal, letting go of all other desires and intentions. And in this way, you are realigning with God's will for your happiness. And at that point, you can begin to receive the gifts that have already been given, because there will be no interference. I will be still an instant and go home.